Well, if there is an evening that probably doesn't need a preacher to say much, it's Christmas Eve. But being a preacher, I'm going to say a few things anyway. We read a couple of unusual, unfamiliar readings earlier, Psalm 96 and some verses from Titus. I think we all pretty well know the Christmas story from Luke 2. And so I wanted to consider this evening what the message of these more unfamiliar readings might be for us here on this Christmas Eve. Both these readings, the psalm and verses from Titus, I think offer some larger perspective on this night, the meaning of it, but also the response that we are encouraged to take to the events of this evening that we celebrate. Let me start with the psalm. This is a great psalm of praise, Psalm 96. And it starts out reminding us that even though we've heard this story and we've celebrated Christmas many, many times, that tonight is about something new. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Everybody sing a new song. There's something new this evening because Christ and his birth are not just a historic event. They are events that happen again and again and again. And in fact, we are encouraged each year, maybe each day, to let Christ be born in us anew. But we're also reminded this Christmas holiday is about change and newness and being renewed. And the psalm goes on to remind us this is all about not just a baby in a manger, it's about the glory of God, the grace of God, the love and hope and peace and joy of God. That's what this little baby in the manger embodies. All of that, the glory and grace and love of God in a new form, in a new way. I read one commentary that said about this psalm, it might have been a psalm written after exile, which would be appropriate for Christmas Eve, when we who have been exiled from God, we have exiled ourselves from God, are brought back together with God by the birth of this child. And that's why this psalm can rejoice and declare that this news is not just for all people. Titus does say that, remind us that this birth, this good news, is not just for Presbyterians, not even just for Christians, not even just for people. Did you notice the psalm says all of creation will rejoice on this night? The sea and everything in it, starfish and seahorses and all sorts of octopi are rejoicing. And sharks, thank you, Jeremy. But not dinosaurs, because they're all dead. Sorry. And the psalm goes on to say, the countryside and everything in it will rejoice. Even the trees will rejoice. This night is not just for us, not even just for humans, but for all creation to rejoice and join in this new song. And then there's Titus, who reminds us not just of the joy of this moment, of God bringing salvation and hope to all people, all creatures, but that there's a response on our part as well. Did you notice Titus says, while we're waiting, while we're reflecting on this hope, we should try to live godly lives. And then he goes on to say, we should try to be the kind of people that Jesus was born for. That is, people eager to do good. Now, that phrase has been floating around in my mind all week. Eager to do good. Reminded me of a song. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So, for goodness sake, eager to be good. This is where Jesus and Santa Claus kind of intersect. I mean, who among us at some point in our lives, I can remember very well as a kid, you know, it got to be December 1st, and I thought, uh-oh, I better be good. If I can just be good for 3 weeks, then Santa will bring me all the gifts I want. The difference with God is we get the gift first. With Santa, there's sort of this implied, you know, contract. Be good, and you'll get some presents, and not coal in your stocking. But with God, the gift was given first. Here's the gift of salvation and new life and hope in this little baby. Here's the gift. Now, be eager to be good. Not to earn the gift, but maybe to live up to it in response to the gift. The gift has been given. And what are we to do? Try to be worthy of that gift. And for some of us, goodness might be a little far out of reach. So maybe just think about it as eager to be better people. That's the new song. Let's all try to do a little better. To be a little better at loving. A little better at sharing hope and peace and justice and joy. So this night is not just about receiving gifts. It's about our response to the greatest gift of all. And so I invite you on this Christmas Eve and tomorrow and through the weekend, as you're gathered with family and opening gifts and doing whatever it is you will be doing to celebrate this holiday, to keep in mind that we are called to be people who are eager to do good, trying to do a little bit better. Not to earn a gift, but in response to a gift. Amen.